This is IGN.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. This bland, frustrating, and buggy fantasy adventure would have been a bad four-hour game. At 40 hours, it's hard to bear. This is your IGN review of Testament, The Order of High Human by Travis Northrup. At a wedding I attended recently, I saw a scene likely familiar to many. A questionable guest drunkenly rose to give an ill-advised speech that they hadn't put thought into, stringing together barely related anecdotes with no purpose besides filling a perceived obligation. Testament, The Order of High Human reminds me a lot of that speech. This bizarre fantasy adventure is filled with bad ideas that are so poorly executed that the entire thing feels like what might happen if you explained Skyrim to someone who'd never played a video game and then asked them to make one of their own from memory. The story is a convoluted cliché bore. The combat is infuriating and repetitive, and there are so many bugs I struggled to continue on multiple occasions. That's all bad enough after a handful of hours, but in a campaign that took me 40 hours to complete, that catastrophic dosage was downright agonizing. The first missed opportunity for Testament to distinguish itself is its setting. It takes place in an all-too-familiar fantasy land called Tessara, complete with halflings, dragons, and people who can shoot fire out of their hands. You play as an utterly lifeless immortal god-king called Aaron, who's been usurped by your brother, a greasy creep who has that surprisingly common bad guy affliction where he's visibly being torn apart by purple energy and very clearly evil, but seems totally oblivious to the whole thing. Hilariously, the story starts off with your character already dethroned and betrayed, and there's barely any attempt at catching you up on any of that. This immediately removes any stakes that could have existed with the aid of some kind of preface or introductory cutscene, such as in something like Dishonored, and is also just plain weird. Predictably, what follows is a by-the-numbers revenge quest in which you have to restore your strength and take down those who crossed you. I kept hoping that maybe I wasn't being shown the beginning of the tale because there was some interesting twist that would be revealed later, but spoiler alert, there isn't. It was seemingly just decided that we didn't need any background before diving into killing monsters, and to be fair, that might have been correct if these monsters were the kind that were fun to kill. The protagonist is a literal god who knows absolutely everything about the world of Tessara, while you, the person playing as him, know nothing. To close that gap, your character talks to himself constantly about whatever comes to mind, referencing ancient events he took part in that were all probably more interesting than our current quest for vengeance. It's perhaps the worst case of telling, not showing that I've ever encountered. I can't tell you, or show you, how many times a random backstory for some off-screen character or long-lost civilization would come out of Aaron's mouth as I made my way to the next identical fight. Worse yet, alarmingly few of those long-winded info dumps ever became remotely relevant to my quest. It doesn't help that every character lacks an ounce of charisma or gravitas in any form. Aaron sounds suspiciously similar to The Room's Tommy Wiseau, regularly landing on deliveries that are either completely devoid of emotion or so bizarre in their tone that it makes you wonder if it's parody. But no deadpan joke can be delivered this many times in work. Every so often, the bad guy walks out of a portal to mock you with a cringe-inducing monologue before inexplicably walking away instead of just killing you then and there, inspiring zero fear or loathing in the act. But where the story is an unimpressive annoyance you'll have to bear along the way, Testament's combat is the extremely painful headliner. Using a sword, bow, and magic, you'll fight waves of enemies every couple of minutes in some of the most frustratingly designed encounters in recent memory. With the exception of a couple of variables that only make them worse, nearly every battle is effectively identical to the last. A handful of enemy types emerge from the corners of a boxed-in arena and target you all at once as you dash around, picking off as many as you can in the brief pockets of time when you aren't being bombarded with deadly projectiles and chased by shivving aficionados. The chaotic mess occasionally poses a challenge, but mostly just tests your patience, since you'll usually find yourself dodging out of the way a whole lot more than you're pressing the offensive. As if the general game design and storytelling weren't bad enough, I also encountered a veritable greatest hits album of bugs and performance issues, from the tried-and-true frame rate inconsistencies and crashes to stuff like developer objects I definitely wasn't supposed to see becoming visible, getting stuck on the environment, and even getting locked out of quests until I had my character killed or loaded up a previous checkpoint. In fact, as if to put a cap on all the awful stuff I encountered, I experienced 5 crashes in a row during the final boss fight, and when I finally was able to finish it, I was rewarded with an ending cutscene that played at a beautiful 10 frames per second on my RTX 4090. It's a pretty bad sign when crashes become a welcome reprieve from actually playing a game. Testament the Order of High Human answers the question, what would the phrase quantity over quality look like if it were turned into a game? The result is a tedious, frustrating, and cringe-inducing fantasy adventure RPG that goes on so agonizingly long with its bland and confusing story and god-awful combat that it turns its bad ideas into atrocious ones by sheer volume. Throw in an all-star roster of technical issues, and you've got the ultimate Elder Scrolls but make it hurt toward a force that will haunt me for even longer than the dozens of hours it already has. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Testament, the Order of High Human, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.